Catholic parishioners in the Cleveland Diocese were overjoyed today to hear that Bishop Richard Lennon has decided to reopen their closed churches. This morning, he said his decision came after a prayerful and thoughtful process.
During these Easter days, I often think of Jesus' first words as he appeared to the apostles after rising from the dead. Peace be with you. I now say, it's time for peace and unity in the Diocese of Cleveland.
With those words, Bishop Lennon said he would not appeal an extraordinary Vatican decree that came last month, which reversed the closing of 12 parishes in the Cleveland Diocese. I'm joined now by a parishioner of one of those churches that will be reopened, Patricia Schulte Singleton. She's leader of the Save St. Pat's Committee. Welcome to the program, Patricia.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
When did St. Patrick's close its doors?
The last Mass was May 30th, 2010.
So just coming up on 2 years.
Correct.
And you appealed to the Vatican, you won that, and now Bishop Lennon has said he's not going to fight the Vatican's ruling on that. What was your reaction to what he said today?
Relief. A little bit apprehensive and stunned. It all kind of happened so quickly this morning, but just a sense of relief.
It does seem that what's going on there in Cleveland is what the Catholic Church has faced in a number of parts of the country, financial hardship, population that's shifted, smaller congregations, fewer priests for the ministry, and the grouping into fewer churches is seen as making them stronger overall, less of them but stronger. Do you see the logic to that?
In some respect, yes. But in our neighborhood, we were a vital part of the neighborhood. We had outreach programs. You know, we contributed to the neighborhood. I've been there since 1848, and it was not a good discernment to suppress us via merger and to close our parish doors.
Bishop Lennon did say today that each of these 12 parishes that were closed is going to have to show active membership and the financial wherewithal, he said, to sustain themselves. How big a hurdle do you think that'll be?
For some parishes, it might be difficult. Many parishioners felt very disenfranchised, if you will, and it moved on to other parishes or actually left the faith in general. I think, on the other hand, too, that there's parishioners out there, and I know they're from St. Pat's, are ready to start anew and are excited to start again.
Ms. Singleton, where have you been going since St. Patrick's closed?
Well, I've been going to different parish churches to fulfill my obligation, Sunday obligation. So I've been what they quote-unquote called a Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic, Roman around.
Yes, going to different churches to celebrate Mass.
And how did that feel? Did that feel like home?
No, not at all. You know, there was always a want to be back with my community, and it won't be long before that will happen, and to pick up where we left off and do even better than we were before.
I've been talking with Patricia Schulte Singleton. She's leader of the Save St. Pat's Committee. St. Patrick's is one of 12 churches in the Cleveland Diocese that were closed and will now be reopened under orders from the Vatican. Patricia, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.